A Good Neighbor. In May of 1939, a steamship set sail from Hamburg, Germany. On it were more than 900 passengers, men, women, and children of all ages. They were Germans, but they had to leave Germany because its leaders at that time were taking cruel steps against Germans of the Jewish faith. The leaders were forcing the Jews and others out of their homes and jobs and into prison camps. The passengers on the St. Louis were German Jews who knew that they had to leave Germany. These people hoped to find temporary refuge in Cuba. They needed enough time to make plans for a new life. They had the necessary papers for the trip, passports and entry permits. When the ship set sail, they looked forward to the future, even as they said goodbye to the past. The captain of the St. Louis was not Jewish. He was a German named Gustav Schroeder. For him and everyone on his ship, this voyage turned out to be a test of kindness, courage, and love for one's neighbor. Before the St. Louis even reached Cuba, laws permitting the entry of refugees had changed. When the ship arrived in Havana Harbor, Cuban officials would not permit the passengers to land. Can you imagine this ocean liner moored in a harbor, carrying passengers who feared that they might never begin the new life on which their hopes rested? These passengers had lost their homes in their own country. They might lose their lives if they went back. Here is how a newspaper reporter described the scene. Late this afternoon, the St. Louis was surrounded by boats filled with relatives and friends of those on board. Police patrolled the liner's docks and forbade any except government officials to step on the floating dock alongside the ship. Huge spotlights attached to the vessel's sides lighted the surrounding waters tonight. The St. Louis passengers, many sobbing desperately, lined the rail and talked with those in the surrounding boats. For many days, Captain Schroeder had taken good care of his passengers. Most of them were by now sick with fear. He told Cuban officials that these desperate people might kill themselves before they would return to Germany. Schroeder's ship had been ordered to return at once. After it became clear that Cuba would not change its laws, the captain went back to sea. He kept the ship in the waters off the southern coast of the United States. He hoped that some other country might offer his passengers a home. Germany thought of these refugees as enemies. Captain Schroeder was a German, but he would not desert them. While they were aboard his ship, they were in his charge. Their safety was in his hands. After many days, a way was found to provide refuge for the passengers. They did not have to go back to Hamburg. They were received in four groups by England, France, Holland, and Belgium. That was in June 1939. This was just before World War II broke out in Europe. Many years later, a movie was made about the voyage of the St. Louis. Some of its passengers who had survived the war still remembered the kind captain who had been so courageous and a good neighbor to them all.